From the Sky News Centre at 5, police are questioning 6 street cleaners this morning on suspicion of plotting to attack the Pope. 5 were arrested at gunpoint yesterday as they prepared to start work. A 6th was picked up at his home in North London. The pontiff will continue his visit uninterrupted, though. Vatican journalist Nick Pisa says the Popemobile is always surrounded by trained staff.
There's security guards in the front, to the side, to the back, and one of those is the Vatican's chief security agent, Domenico Gianni. Last year, he was the one who bundled Cardinal Lecceguerri to the ground when the woman tried to rush the Pope at St. Peter's Basilica.
Voting has opened in Afghanistan's parliamentary election. It's the second poll since the fall of the Taliban, who are threatening to disrupt voting. Earlier, a rocket struck close to the NATO-led security mission headquarters in central Kabul. Glenn Cowan is from Democracy International, which is monitoring the election.
It's a significant electoral event, and it has to do well in order for Afghanistan to progress from here. If it does not succeed, there will be a lot of questions about the future of Afghanistan as an electoral democracy.
Town halls could be hired out as courtrooms to speed up the justice system. The local government association says it would mean less disruption for victims and witnesses, and over 100 magistrates' courts in England and Wales could be closed as a result. The woman who led a groundbreaking inquiry into special needs education says children are being classed as special needs so schools can get extra funding. Baroness Mary Warnock also says less able pupils could be excluded from results tables. Liberal Democrats gather in Liverpool today for their first conference since the formation of the coalition government. Meanwhile, party leader Nick Clegg has said he thinks there's no future for the Lib Dems as a left-wing alternative to Labour. And England's cricketers missed the chance to wrap up their one-day series with Pakistan. They suffered a 23-run defeat at the Oval last night, bowled out for 218. That's the latest. I'm Christian Yeo.